The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Fort Recovery Fortside Fieldhouse for tonight's varsity volleyball match. We only have one match tonight, no JV contest, as Delphus St. John's does not have enough for a junior varsity team. So we'll get right off on the varsity competition right off the bat here. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the very best of luck in tonight's match with Delphus St. John's. Dr. Banda's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Again, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. So we're about set to start here. The starting lineups have been introduced to the fans. Looking at the MAC volleyball standings for this week, we have four undefeated teams in the conference: Coldwater, Marion Local, New Bremen, and Parkway are all 2-0 on the campaign. Parkway is actually 10-0 on the season right now, and New Bremen is 9-0 on the season. Coldwater is 9-2. Marion Local is 7-1. St. John's and Versailles are in the middle of the pack at 1-1 in the conference. And then there are four teams with 0-2 records. Believe it or not, St. Henry is one of those four, along with Fort Recovery, Minster, and New Knoxville. St. Henry has played some really toughies. I know they lost to Marion Local the other day in a really close match. So they're too, don't let that 0-2 record fool you about St. Henry. They're still an outstanding team. Fort Recovery is going to be seeing St. Henry here within the next couple of weeks. So for Fort Recovery, we have out there in the lineup, Tegan Fortcamp along with Paige Guggenbiller. Also, Grace Klingshern. Faith Wendell is out there. Mara Pearson and Audra Bupp, the starters for Fort Recovery. Delphus St. John's has Abby Kerner, Grace Munter, and some others out there. Here's the first serve. It's a good serve and an ace serve for Fort Recovery to start out the match here tonight. Faith Wendell doing the serving. She is usually a right on server. She has very few service errors. Another good serve. This time it's passed to the net. Here's the set and the smash. Hitting it through the Fort Recovery block for the kill was Abby Kerner. Kerner is a junior in this lineup. So going back to serve now for the Lady Blue Jays is Grace Munter. Munter's serve is too long and out of bounds. Mara Pearson thought about playing that, but decided at the last minute, that's a little bit too long. I'm going to let it go, and indeed it was. So point Fort Recovery, side out Lady Indians. They lead 2-1. Here's Tegan Fortcamp on the serve. Good serve. Here's the set for Delphus St. John's. A hit over. Audra Buck plays it. Faith Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Outside hitting position. The smash played by Delphus. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. A block. Now back over by the middle hitter of St. John's, and she gets a kill. That's Maya Conley with a kill there. Side out St. John's. So neither team's able to get on a run here to start with. It's 2-2. And here's Abby Kerner serving. Good serve dug out by Faith Wendell. Tegan Fortcamp will set for Mara Pearson. And Mara, a little soft hit over right in the middle of the court where nobody was. And Mara Pearson gets a kill. That is her first, hopefully, of many kills for tonight. Welcome to our broadcast on WPGW Radio out of Portland, Indiana. There's going to be an ace serve as Delphus St. John's could not return that. Give Grace Klingshern the ace. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com and also on the High School TV Network tonight. For those of you watching, glad to have you along with us. Here's another good serve back over to Fort Recovery. Now back to Delphi St. John's, and they save it, and it's out of bounds. So Fort Recovery gets the point. Grace Klingshern serving. It's 5-2. Here's the serve. It's back to Fort Recovery. Window will set. There's a hit by Fort Recovery's Allison Follenkamp. And they're going to call violation on Delphi St. John. Sorry, I looked up and missed that. But anyway, it's a point Fort Recovery. Grace Klingshern will serve again. 6-2 now. That's a good serve. Here's the pass to the net, the set. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Paige Guggenbiller goes to Tegan Forkamp, who free balls it over. Here's the set for Delphi St. John's, the outside hit. And I think that's a kill. Yep. Give that to Layla Seitz. Seitz comes up with a kill. She's only a sophomore. And back to serve now is Maya Conley for Delphi St. John's. I'm hearing not so good things about the enrollment at St. John's. It's not very good these days. There's a smash for the serve, and it's over the end line, service air for Maya Conley, and Fort Recovery will have side out. Well, that's not unusual, declining enrollment just about everywhere these days. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by the back line, the set. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery by Emma Will, and they're going to call Fort Recovery in the net, I believe. In the net or under the net. Must have been under the net. Point for Delphi St. John's. Emma will serve again. It's now 7-4. Fort Recovery by 3. Good serve there. Mara Pearson to Tegan Forkamp, who was set for Mara. Mara hits it back over to Delphi St. John's. And here's a smash through the Fort Recovery block and the kill by Layla Seitz. Layla Seitz from the outside hitting position on the left side makes it 7-5. Another service point for Emma Will. She will serve again. Audra Bupp up into the ceiling. It's going to be tough to play. Mara Pearson bumps it up to Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold. Luthold back to Delphi St. John's. Here's another outside hitting spot. And this time it's out of bounds by Layla Seitz. Layla Seitz hits it out of bounds, so Fort Recovery gets side out. Mara Pearson serving. Good serve, dug out by the back line. Here's the set for St. John's, the dink over. Nope, didn't get it over. Not sure whether that was a block or just a miss hit. But it's a point for Fort Recovery, and Mara Pearson picks up a service point. And it's 9-5. Here comes the next serve, a good serve, dug out by St. John's by Abby Kerner. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Pearson to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy sets for Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp back to Delphi St. John's. Here's a block by Tegan Forkamp. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Tegan Forkamp picks up a block. That's her first block of the night, making it 10-5. Fort Recovery leads by 5 here in this first game at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Nice to see Jerry the other night. He was over at the Fort Recovery Versailles matchup. So Fort Recovery leads here 10-5 in this first game with the serve. Mara Pearson on the serve. It's a good serve, dug out by St. John's. And there is a player in the net, they say, for St. John's Point Fort Recovery. I think they said that Layla Seitz was in the net. So Mara Pearson will serve again. She's got a nice little string going here. Good serve to the net, and hitting it back over was Follenkamp for Fort Recovery. Back over by St. John's. Getting the kill was Madeline Conley. Conley with her first kill of the night. Side out to St. John's, and going back to serve now is Layla Seitz. Seitz serve is dug out by Audra Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp to Follenkamp. To the net we go for Delphi St. John's. A smash and a kill. Fort Recovery couldn't get the block done there. And Abby Kerner picks up a kill. Give a service point to Layla Seitz. She will serve again. It's now 11-7. Good serve. Audra Bupp bumps it up. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Allison Follenkamp. And Allison hits it out of bounds over the end line. Hitting air for Allison. Another service point for Layla Seitz. She will serve again. It's now 11-8. Fort Recovery by three here in the first game. Mara Pearson tried to bump it and set it up there and mishit it. It's a point for Delphi St. John's. Another service point for Layla Seitz. And Fort Recovery calls time now with the score 11-9. Delphi's fighting their way back in this, only 2 points down at the moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Now, here we go after the timeout. Good serve by Layla Seitz. There's the dig. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. A deep hit in the middle. Delphi St. John's has it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will bump it up. Kennedy Mollenkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp, who slams it down the sideline for the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with her first kill of the night. That was a monster hit there. Side out to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians, and they lead 12-9. Fort Recovery trying to pick up their first win of the year in conference play. New Knoxville was the victim of St. John's for St. John's only win so far this year in the conference. Here's a smash by Kling Schern, and Delphi St. John's can't make the return in three hits. So point Fort Recovery. The other match that St. John's played was with New Bremen. They were soundly defeated by New Bremen. Audra Bupp serving again. Now they're going to call a hitting error, double hit on St. John's. Fort Recovery's two losses. We lost to Parkway and Versailles. Parkway is undefeated on the year in all games at 10-0. Audra Bupp serving. And a little bit too long. Service error for Audra Bupp. That's unusual for her. And here's Madeline Connolly serving now for Delphi St. John's. It is just barely out. Point for Fort Recovery. That was close. Jessica Geisey is the coach of Delphi St. John's. Of course, Fort Recovery's head coach is Travis Guggenbiller. No JV match tonight. Delphi St. John's did not have enough players for a JV team. And the same thing on Thursday. Coldwater doesn't have enough for a JV team. And there's a smash and a kill for Delphi St. John's. Side out now to the Lady Blue Jays, and Grace Munter back to serve for Delphi St. John's. Our varsity match on Thursday will start at 5:30. And here's Tegan Fortkamp free balling it over for a kill. She hit that over on the second hit. Now Tegan will go back to serve. It's 16-11, Lady Indians by five. Good serve. Here's the pass to the net. The smash by Delta St. John's by Emma Will. Hit back to Delta St. John's. Here's the set. Smash again, and there's a block by Paige Guggenbiller. Paige Guggenbiller gets the block. And Tegan Fortkamp continuing her serve. It's now 17-11. Good serve by Tegan. Here's the set for Faith Wendell, Tamara Pearson. Pearson hits it over. Delphi St. John's to the net. Paige Guggenbiller knocked it back to St. John's. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. And Audra Bupp mishit that, and it's a point, St. John's. Side out Lady Blue Jays, and going back to serve now is Abby Kerner. 17-12 the score. St. John's trailing Fort Recovery by five. We're in game one tonight of this three-game match. It could be five games. We'll see. Here's a hit back over by Delphi St. John's. Fort Recovery plays it. Mara Pearson free balls it over to St. John's. The set at the net. And hitting it over was Layla Seitz back to St. John's. Seitz will smash it. Tegan Fortkamp on the dig. Faith Wendell hits it back over on the second hit. St. John's plays it. And here's a miss hit by Layla Seitz as Delphi St. John's cannot make the return. Side out for recovery. Now going back to serve for the Lady Indians is Grace Klingshern. Klingshern's serve is a good one. Dug out by the middle hitter, or by the back line, middle of the back line. Here's a hit back over by Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson gets a kill. Timeout St. John's again. Fort Recovery jumps to a 7-point lead at the moment. It's 19-12. Fort Recovery on top. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery leading 19-12 against Delphi St. John's. Here we go with the serve by Grace Klingshern. Good serve, dug out by Seitz, and St. John's back to Fort Recovery and back over to... They're going to say an illegal hit on St. John's, so point Fort Recovery. Another service point for Klingshern. She serves again. It's now 20-12. Fort Recovery by eight. There's the hit back over by Seitz. The smash by Guggenbiller. Seitz will free ball it over to Fort Recovery, and she got the kill. Oh, my goodness. Seitz just free balling it over, and she just hit it where nobody was. Side out St. John's. That makes it 20-13. Maya Conley will now serve for Delphi St. John's. It is a good serve, dug out by Faith Wendell. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller, dinks it over and got the kill. Trying to make the play was Maya Conley, but she couldn't quite get there. So another kill for Fort Recovery. And back to serve now will be Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy is only a sophomore. Here's the serve. The pass to the net. Here's the set for St. John's. The hit over by Emma Will. Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. The smash played by St. John's. They hit it back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the set to Allison Fullenkamp. St. John's keeps it alive, freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And a battle at the net. St. John's has it. Here's Seitz, and there's a kill for Sage Luthold. Sage Luthold, I believe, got the kill. That's Kennedy Mollenkamp's points. And she will go back to serve again. It's now 22-13. Good serve. Here's the set by St. John. Sykes hits it over Mollenkamp to Bupp. Now here's the smash by Mara Pearson, played by Abby Kerner. Here's Sykes from the outside hitting position. That's her favorite play. And Fort Recovery cannot make the return. Went off two Lady Indians and onto the floor. Side out, St. John's. Gives Sykes another kill on that one. And Emma Will will now serve for the Lady Blue Jays. It's a good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Tegan Forkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit. Back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to Bupp. Bupp will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson back over to St. John's. Here's Sykes from the outside hitting spot. A block by Allison Follenkamp. Allison Follenkamp and Sage Luthold were there together. So it's a point Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson serving. It's 23-14. Good serve. Here's the set for St. John's. Sykes on the smash. Blocked by Allison Follenkamp. Set for St. John's. Hitting it over but out of bounds was Madeline Conley. So point Fort Recovery. And here is your game point for the first game, 24-14. Pearson serving. Good serve. And it's an ace serve. A great way to finish off game number one. 25-14, Fort Recovery wins game number one over Delta St. John's tonight. We'll be back with the second game in a moment here. This broadcast brought to you in part by the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in their match tonight with Delta St. John's. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. His office is on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Thomas Banta. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Game 2 coming up here in just a moment right after this.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has immediate openings in their parts department. Hall Brothers has been in business for over 125 years. They are a Case IH and Kubota dealership, serving Mercer, Dark, and Jay counties. Apply in person if you are outgoing, friendly, computer savvy, and enjoy talking to customers. Hall Brothers offers health insurance, paid vacations, retirement accounts, and annual bonuses. Consider joining the parts department at Hall Brothers. Apply today in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, game one goes to Fort Recovery, 25-14. And Fort Recovery looking for their first conference win of the year. They'd love to win tonight. Get that one out of the way. Then next week will be two matches for Fort Recovery. On Tuesday will be Coldwater. That'll be a 5:30 start for the varsity match on Tuesday because Coldwater has no JV team. Here's the serve by Delta St. John's and a kill by Paige Guggenbiller. And then our match on Thursday for the Lady Indians next week will be against Marion Local here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. That'll be a toughie. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Hit back to the Lady Indians. Tegan Forkamp to Faith Wendell. Smash and a kill by Grace Klingsher. Tegan Forkamp is doing the serving here for the Lady Indians. She will serve again. It's 2-0. And it went out of bounds. Service error. Went out off the sideline over here, right down below me. And so now side out to St. John's. Abby Kerner will serve. She is a junior on this St. John's team. To Mara Pearson, to Tegan Forkamp, back to Pearson, back over to St. John's. Smash and a kill for Maya Conley. That's her second kill of the night. Point for Abby Kerner. And she will serve again. It's tied up at 2-2. Abby Kerner wears number 9 on her uniform. Dug out by Faith Wendell. Here's the set. Brunswick back over to Delta St. John's. Here's Seitz on an outside smash, blocked by Fort Recovery. St. John's in trouble, but they get it over on a free ball. Faith Wendell will set for Paige Guggenbiller, back to St. John's. Now hitting it back over on the second hit with St. John's. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson. She got the kill. Mara Pearson with her third kill of the evening. That makes it side out Fort Recovery. It's 3-2. Lady Indians lead by one. Again, they won the first game, 25-14. Here's the serve by Grace Klingshern. Good serve. The set to Seitz. She'll hit it over. Nice save there by Tegan Forkamp. Grace Klingshern free balls it over to Delphi St. John's. Here's the set. Seitz on the hit over and got the kill. Two-hand hit and got the kill. Side out St. John's. It's tied up at 3-3. And Maya Conley goes back to serve now for the Lady Blue Jays. Maya bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. It's too long. Service here. No, they say it was in. Ooh. Wow. I must have been seeing things there. Give Conley a service, give her an ace on that. Faith Wendell tries to set, and Fort Recovery cannot make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace on that one, too. That probably was not a true ace, but we'll go ahead and give it to her. That puts St. John's on top 5-3. Maya Conley serving again. Faith Wendell to the net. Here's Tegan Forkamp hitting it over on the second hit. Back to the net for Delta St. John's. Back to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp to Faith Wendell. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson. Freeballing it over to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp to Faith Wendell. Outside hit by Allison Fullenkamp. St. John's again. Here's Seitz on the smash. Played by Tegan Forkamp. Faith Wendell will set. Paige Guggenbiller on a hit. St. John's keeps it alive. Seitz on a smash. Blocked by Allison Fullenkamp. St. John's keeps it alive again. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Bupp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. A smash, and she got the kill. Persistence paid off. Paige Guggenbiller gets her third kill of the night, and that makes it now 5-4. Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve now. Good serve. Fort Recovery, by the way, is trailing here 5-4. There's a smash by Seitz and a block by Allison Fullenkamp. Allison Fullenkamp gets the block there, and back to serve is Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's now 5-5. Here's the set for St. John's, and a block by Allison Fullenkamp again. Allison Fullenkamp and Sage Luthold kind of team up there on the far side, and they've been pretty good at it. Another point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. She will serve again, 6-5. Fort Recovery has taken a one-point lead. Good serve. Dug out by Abby Kerner. Here's Seitz on a smash off of Mollenkamp to Bupp. Freeballing it over is Tegan Forkamp. Smash by St. John's, and they got the kill. Give that to Madeline Conley. Maddie Conley with the kill. It's tied at 6-6. Side out St. John's going back to serve as Emma Will. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. It's an ace serve as Mara couldn't get it where she wanted it to go. So that's the first ace serve of the night for Emma Will. She will serve again, and that gives Delphi St. John's the lead back at 7-6. Audra Bupp couldn't get it up in the air where she wanted it. Another ace for Emma Will. Off the fist of Audra Bupp, who's our libero back there. Emma Will will serve it again. Delphi St. John's leading 8-6. Here's Follenkamp setting for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Pearson, and Pearson gets the kill. Mara Pearson with the kill, and that is side out for Fort Recovery now. And Mara Pearson will go back to serve. It's now 8-7. Fort Recovery trailing by one. Fort Recovery won the first game tonight. Here's a smash by St. John's off of Audra Bupp. Give the kill there to Emma Will as Fort Recovery just couldn't play it. Side out St. John's. It's now 9-7. St. John's by two. As Layla Seitz will be serving. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Allison Follenkamp, and Follenkamp all by herself over on the far side gets the kill from the outside hitting spot. That is actually her first kill tonight. She's had three blocks. Audra Bupp will now serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Seitz. At the net it goes, and here is a kill by Grace Klingshern of Fort Recovery. Klingshern was waiting on it at the net, and she just stuffed it right down their throats. Audra Bupp picks up a point. Here she is serving again. Here's the hit back to Seitz. She hits it to the net, and waiting on it again was Klingshern again, and she gets another kill. 10-9, Fort Recovery has taken the lead. We'll be back in just a moment. Here from the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Delphi St. John's battling in volleyball tonight.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
So, Audra Bupp will continue her serve here. On a little run now, and Fort Recovery has taken the lead, 10-9. Up the players number one. Again, she's the libero for Recovery. Good serve dug out by Seitz. Here's the set. And the outside hit is not over. Miss hit by Abby Kerner. Point for Recovery. Audra Bupp will serve again. Dug out by Seitz. Here's the set by Avery Mueller, the outside hit. Fort Recovery plays it. Mollenkamp goes to Grace Klingshern, and Klingshern gets the kill from the outside hitting position. Her fourth kill this evening. Another service point for Audra Bupp as she is on a nice run here now. Lady Indians have taken a three-point lead, 12-9 here in the second game. Here's the serve by Bupp, and she mishit that one. Very unusual, but it happens. Side out, Delphi St. John's, 12-10 now. Back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays will be Madeline Conley. Here's the serve by Maddie. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the hit back by Grace Klingshern. The set and the smash and the kill. Maya Conley got the kill. Give the assist to Avery Mueller. Madeline Conley serving again. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Grace Klingshern. Nice hit. And Seitz played it, but it went up into the rafters and hit one of the beams and came down on the floor. Point for Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Faith Wendell will now serve. Good serve by Wendell. And it's an ace serve. Trying to pass it to the net was Avery Altenberger, and she couldn't get it there. So give Faith Wendell an ace serve, her second of the night. Good serve there. Here's the set. Hit back to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill by Abby Kerner of St. John's. Side out Lady Blue Jays. It's 14-12. Fort Recovery leads by two. And back to serve for St. John's is Grace Munter. Munter's serve is a good one. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Tegan Fordkamp. Paige Guggenbiller drills it back to St. John's. Here's the set. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Bump to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Klingshern. Klingshern over to St. John's. They're going to call a double hit on St. John's. So a point for Fort Recovery. Tegan Fordkamp serving. Good serve and almost an ace, but not quite. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery, but hitting it out of bounds was Abby Kerner on the free ball. So another point for Tegan Fordkamp. She will serve again. Fort Recovery now leads 16-12, starting to pull away. An ace serve right by Avery Altenberger. Ace serve for Tegan Fordkamp. Timeout is called by Delphi St. John's as they now trail 17-12 here in this second game. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery wins game 1, 25-14. They are leading here in game 2, 17-12. St. John's has played better here in this second game than they did in game 1, but they're still down by 5. Tegan Fordkamp will be serving again for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Avery Altenberger. Hitting it back over was Maya Conley. Tegan Fordkamp to the net, and they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Point Delphi St. John's. Side out now. St. John's Abby Kerner goes back to serve at 17-13. Back to only a 4-point lead. Here's Kerner's serve, and it is right on the line. Ace for Abby Kerner. Fort Recovery made the wrong choice there to not play that, and it was right on the line. Kerner will serve again. That's her first ace of the night. Faith Wendell returns it back to St. John's. St. John's back to Fort Recovery. Fordkamp to Wendell. Here's a smash by Guggenbiller, and it is out of bounds. Over the sideline. Service point for Abby Kerner. It's now 17-15, only a 2-point game. Good serve dug out by Faith Wendell to Tegan Fordkamp. Paige Guggenbiller on a smash. And they said that St. John's was in the net anyway. So they ruled that first. It would have been a kill for Paige Guggenbiller, but St. John's in the net, so it makes it 18-15. Side out Fort Recovery. Here's Grace Klingshern serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve there to the net. Here's the set, and Fort Recovery back over to Delphi St. John's. Back to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Tegan Fordkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson dinks it over, and St. John's can't play it. And that's going to be Point number 19. Klingshern will serve again. Good serve. Here's the set for St. John's. It's a double hit. Grace Munter called for a double hit there. Point Fort recovery. It's now 20 to 15. Lady Indians get one or two more points here. It's going to be tough for St. John's to come back. St. John's needs to win this point right here. Hit back over, and there's the kill by Seitz. Layla Seitz, who has been kind of quiet for a while here in game two, comes through with a big kill there, keeping St. John's hopes alive. It makes it 20 to 16 now. Full recovery by four, and Maya Conley back to serve for St. John's. Conley's serve is just over the edge of the net. Tegan Fortkamp on the second hit goes back to St. John's and got the kill. That's her third kill of the night. Side out Fort Recovery, and that makes it 21-16. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve now. And the Lady Indians are next in action on Tuesday of next week at Coldwater. Good serve. Here's the set. Sights on a smash. Blocked by Fort Recovery. And they're going to say it's a good block. I'm going to give that to Sage Luthold and to Allison Follenkamp. Point for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she will serve again. Makes it 22-16. Good serve there. Here's the set for St. John's. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Bump will save it to Mollenkamp. Mara Pearson on the smash and got the kill. And went over the fist there, off the fist of Abby Kerner, giving Pearson another kill. Mollenkamp another point, and it's now 23-16. Fort Recovery by seven. That's almost an ace serve, and now they're going to call a double hit on St. John's. Another point for Fort Recovery. 24-16. Here's game point for Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp serving. A serve for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Fort Recovery wins game two, 25-16. St. John's put up a pretty good fight there, but Fort Recovery pulled away at the end. Again, it's 25-16. Fort Recovery wins game two. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that. The company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hey, And after we wrap up things here this evening at the volleyball match, we're going to go to the Reds game with the Cardinals tonight. So stay tuned for that. You can hear that on all three of our stations, PG 14, J Country 101, and 105.3 FM. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM in Portland, also FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we're also on the high school TV network tonight. A reminder that our studio producer at the radio station is Eric Catterly, and Ava Shane is the studio producer, along with Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And the first serve for Fort Recovery is right on the line, on the back line, an ace serve for Faith Wendell. So for Faith, that is her third ace of the night. She will serve again. 1-0, Fort Recovery in the lead in game three. Fort Recovery wins game three. This match is over. Here's the hit back over by St. John's by Maya Conley. Here's the set for Paige Guggenbiller, the hit that is played by St. John's. They're going to call a double hit on St. John's. Double hit on St. John's. Makes it another point for Faith Wendell. Good serve there. Seitz will dig it out. Here's the hit back over by Conley. Ava Bupp, she will give it to Faith Wendell, who will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp just a soft hit back over. And then here's St. John's hitting the ball out of bounds down the sideline. Abby Kerner on a miss hit. And Fort Recovery picks up another service point. Faith Wendell with three straight points to start this third game. Seitz will pass to the net. Here's the dink over by Conley. Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller back to Delta St. John's. Here's the two-hand hit back to Fort Recovery. Bump to Pearson, and now just free-balling it over was Tegan Fortkamp. Here's a smash by Kerner of St. John's. Here's a hit by Tegan Fortkamp, and she hit it, I think, out of bounds. Yep. Point for Delphi St. John's. So side out St. John's, and that ends the streak there by Faith Wendell. And now serving for St. John's is Grace Munter. Good serve. Here's the set for Tegan Fortkamp to Grace Klingshirt, an outside hitting position, and Grace hits it out of bounds. Hitting error by Grace Klingshirt. Give a point to Grace Munter. That's her first service point of the night. Fort Recovery again won the first game, 25-14. Won game two, 25-16. Good serve there. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Grace Klingshirt. And a block by Delphi St. John's. That was, looked like both Emma Will and Maya Conley there together. Point for Delphi St. John's. It's now a 3-3 tie. And here is a serve that goes out of bounds. Service here. Hit the top of the net and then rolled out over the sideline, right here on the sideline by the antenna. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Here's the set for St. John. Seitz on a smash and got the kill. Layla Seitz with a wicked kill there. She has been very impressive at times tonight. Excellent volleyball player. I would say she's worthy of all conference mentions. Here's a serve by Abby Kerner. And we got an illegal hit apparently on Fort Recovery. Yep, double hit called. Five to four. St. John's has taken the lead here. They will serve again. Here's Kerner again, Abby Kerner. And they ace serve off of Mara Pearson. That's Abby Kerner's second ace of the night. Mara Pearson just couldn't get that one up in the air. 6-4, Delphus by two. Kerner serves again, and Faith Wendell back to St. John's, and she got a kill. That was a luck shot, but hey, we'll take it. Faith Wendell dug it out on the first hit, and it went all the way over the net, and then St. John's couldn't play it on the other side. So back to serve for Fort Recovery, Grace Klingshern. Good serve dug out by Seitz. The set's back to Seitz, outside hit, played by Fort Recovery. Klingshern to Wendell. Here's Allison Follenkamp getting a kill. Wendell got the assist. Allison Follenkamp got the kill.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
By St. John's. Here's Mara Pearson on the hit, back to Seitz. The set back to Seitz. Seitz will hit it back to Fort Recovery. Fort Camp to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit. Now St. John's sets for Seitz. Seitz on a smash and got the kill. Off of Tegan Fort Camp. Layla Seitz. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kills on the night here. Side out for St. John's. That ends the run there by Klingshern. It's tied at 7-7. Maya Conley serving. Good serve. Tegan Fortcamp will set for Allison Follenkamp, and she got the kill. Give Tegan Fortcamp the assist. Allison Follenkamp gets the kill. Tomorrow night, Fort Recovery will be hosting Delphus St. John's. Don't forget, it's a free night for the kids. All the students get in free tomorrow night at the Barenberge Athletic Park. You can hear the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve, dugout. Here's Seitz again. Oh, and played off of Tegan Fortcamp. I think if she would have let that go. But Seitz ends up getting a kill. Emma Will to serve. It's tied at 8-8. Tomorrow night on our radio stations, we'll have Jay County at Bluffton in high school football tomorrow night. And Blackford also in action tomorrow night against Elwood. Here's a smash by Seitz and another kill. Boy, she is just red hot. That's kill number 9 for her tonight. Service point for Emma Will. It's now 9-8. St. John's has taken a 1-point lead. St. John's has to win this game to keep this match going. An ace serve off of Audra Bupp. Ace serve for Emma Will. She'll serve again. She is a junior on this team. And it's into that service error. They only have 2 seniors on the team. One of them is Maya Conley, who plays a lot. The other one is Chloe Wellman, and I don't think she's been in the lineup at all yet tonight. So they have everybody coming back next year. And Mara Pearson, a service error, gives another point to St. John's. Side out Lady Blue Jays, 11-9. That hit the top of the net and didn't get over. Here's Seitz serving, and she has a service error. Jump serve goes into the net. St. John's coach Jessica Geise says, one of those nights for us here. Audra Bupp will now serve. She's pretty good. She should probably run several in a row here. We'll see. Good serve there. Seitz will dig it out. The set for the outside hitter, played by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Bupp will set for Tegan Fortcamp. Oh, a nice smash, but played nicely by Delphus St. John's. Mollenkamp sets. Tegan Fortcamp a smash, played by St. John's. Back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set again. Here's a smash by Sage Luthold and got the kill. Sage Luthold comes through with a kill. Audra Bupp, another point. That makes it a tie score here, 11-11. Bupp will serve again. Seitz will dig it out. Ace serve off Sights hands and out of bounds. Ace serve for Audra. That's her first ace of the night, although she has seven other service points. So she has eight service points altogether tonight. Another good serve by Audra to the net. Here's the hit by St. John's. Fort Recovery's Grace Klingshern will free ball it over. Sights will pass to the net. The set and the hit. Played by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Sage Luthold bumps it back over to St. John's. Back to Fort Recovery. Here is a ding by Grace Klingshern, and she gets a kill. And another service point for Audra Buffen. Timeout for St. John's. Fort Recovery now leads by two at 13-11 over the Lady Blue Jays here in Game 3. If Fort Recovery wins Game 3, this match is over. We'll be back in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Okay, here we go with another serve by Audra Bupp. Like I told you a moment ago, she can get on a run, and she's been on that. Here's this serve, a good one, dug out by St. John's to the net. Here's the dink over, Grace Klingshern to Tegan Fordkamp. Sage Luthold hits it back to St. John's. Here's the bump by Emma Will, and a battle at the net. Looks like a kill for St. John's. And I missed who it was, but to side out St. John's, and that cuts the lead to one, 13-12. Now serving for St. John's is Madeline Conley. Good serve. Here's the set by Tegan Fordkamp. The smash by Klingshern, blocked by St. John's. Tegan Fordkamp free balls it over to the Lady Blue Jays. Here's the outside hit. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Audra Bupp free balls it back to St. John's. Here's the set. Hit back over by Conley. Tegan Fordkamp hits it back to St. John's. Conley cannot get it to where she wants it to, and St. John's can't get it returned. Side out, Fort Recovery. Here comes Faith Wendell. She's another one that can run a bunch of points in a row. 14-12, Fort Recovery by two here in Game 3. Good serve. Here's the set. Deep hit. And Tegan Fordkamp, I think it was, on the block there. Point Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery won Game 1, 25-14. Won Game 2, 25-16. And there's a battle at the net. And St. John's hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. 16-12, Lady Indians by four here. They start to pull away here in this third game. A serve by Faith Wendell. Not able to get to it was Chloe Wellman. Timeout is called by Delphi St. John's. The score is now 17-12, Lady Indians by five.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, smiles down in the Fort Recovery huddle. They're pretty relaxed. They feel pretty good about this match. Fort Recovery leading 17-12. Faith Wendell continues her serve. Good serve dug out by Sykes. Here's the set and the hit, the block. Conley gets it back over to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Blocked by Conley. Back to St. John's. Conley will smash, a block by Klingshern. Here's the free ball over to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp passing to Faith Wendell, who will set for Grace Klingshern. Klingshern hits it off of sights. Back over by Abby Kerner. Here's the set by Faith Wendell and the kill by Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan Fortkamp comes through with a kill. And Faith Wendell continues her streak here. By the way, that ace a moment ago gives her four service aces on the night for Faith Wendell tonight. She will serve again. And dug out to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Bupp. Bupp will set for Grace Klingshern. And Klingshern gets a kill from the outside hitting position. Let's see, she has quite a few. 2, 4, 6 kills for Grace Klingshern tonight. Faith Wendell picks up another point. Good serve. Here's the set for Delphi St. John's, and they finally stop the Faith Wendell service as Abby Kerner gets a kill there. That is her fourth kill of the night. It makes it 19-13, Fort Recovery by 6. And again, if they win this third game, they're going to go home with a victory. Be their first conference win of the year. Tegan Fortkamp hitting it over to Delphi St. John's. Conley back to Fort Recovery. Here's Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp back to St. John's. Back over to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara on the hit, played by Seitz. Here's the hit back by St. John's and the kill by Abby Kerner. That is her fifth kill, 19-14. Grace Munter, by the way, serving here for St. John's. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp. Smash by Grace Klingshern. Hits it through the Fort Recovery, or I should say through the Delphi St. John's block. And Klingshern with a kill. Number 7 for her. Tegan Fortkamp back to serve now on side out for Fort Recovery, leading 20-14. And service error out of bounds. So serving for the Lady Blue Jays will be Abby Kerner. Again, thanks to our studio producers tonight, Ava Shane for FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Neil Spencer and Eric Cadley for the radio station. Good serve there. Here's a hit back to St. John's by Mara Pearson. The set for Seitz. Gets the smash, played by Tegan Fortkamp to Wendell. Wendell will set for Pearson. Another hit. Here's a set for Seitz again. A smash and a block by Paige Guggenbiller. Paige Guggenbiller gets a block, and that makes it now 21-15. Grace Klingshern will now serve for Fort Recovery. She has eight service points for the Lady Indians tonight, but she hits that and went into the net for a serving error for Klingshern. That makes it 21-16. And Maya Conley will go back to serve now for the Lady Blue Jays. Good serve set by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's a smash by Paige Guggenbiller, and she gets the kill. Paige Guggenbiller with her fourth kill of the evening. And now back to serve is Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy's another good server. 22-16. Lady Indians only need 3 points to close this match out. They won the first two games and ahead here in the third game. 22-16 the score. Conley back to Bupp. Bupp will pass it to Mollenkamp, who sets for Mara Pearson. Delphi St. John's in trouble. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to Allison Fullenkamp, who dinks it over. Seitz on a smash, got the kill. Kill number 10 for Layla Seitz. And quite a bit of the match, she's been playing on the back line, hadn't been even playing up there up front. She still has 10 kills. Side out Blue Jays, 22-17. This is really the Blue Jays have to get back in it right here. They need to have a run. Serving Emma Will. Good serve. Dug out by Bupp. Pearson to Bupp. Bupp free balls it over. Conley to Avery Mueller, who sets for Seitz, and Seitz got the kill. Kill number 11. Emma Will serving. Again, 22-18. It's only a four-point lead. Good serve there. Audra Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Pearson. Pearson on the hit. Played by St. John's to the net. Here's the set and the kill. Give Madeline Conley the kill, and Avery Mueller gets the assist. Fort Recovery calls timeout as St. John's sneaking back in here. Fort Recovery still leading in game three, 22-19, leading 2-0 here in the match.
Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has immediate openings in their parts department. Hall Brothers has been in business for over 125 years. They are a Case IH and Kubota dealership serving Mercer, Dark, and Jay counties. Apply in person if you are outgoing, friendly, computer savvy, and enjoy talking to customers. Hall Brothers offers health insurance, paid vacations, retirement accounts, and annual bonuses. Consider joining the parts department at Hall Brothers. Apply today in Fort Recovery.
Okay. Delphi St. John's will be serving here. Continuing her serve is Emma Will. 22-19 the score. Fort Recovery leads in game three. They lead 2-0. There's a service error, and that probably was the end of St. John's hopes to win this match, to win this set, let alone the match. 23-19. Mara Pearson will try to serve it out here in this match with 2 points. First serve is good. Here's the set by St. John's. Maya Conley hits it back to Fort Recovery. Bump to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Played by St. John's. Here's Seitz on a smash. Blocked by Paige Guggenbiller. Seitz back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Sage Leupold. And Leupold gets the kill. Her third kill of the evening. It's now 24-19. Here's your match point. Mara Pearson serving match point. 24-19. Here it comes. Good serve. Conley bumps it to the net. Here's the set for Seitz. A block by Allison Fullenkamp, and that's it. 25-19, give Allison Fullenkamp another block. And Fort Recovery wins this match tonight 3-0. 25-14, 25-16, and 25-19. We'll wrap it up right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. and it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, congratulations to the Lady Indians. They improved their record to 4-6 on the year. They kind of break a little streak there of losses they had. And they win their first conference game to go to 1-2 in the conference. Delta St. John's also goes to 1-2 in the conference and 6-5 overall. For Fort Recovery, some unofficial stats for you. I had Mara Pearson with 6 service points and 5 kills tonight. Mara also had 1 ace. It was Audra Bupp with 9 service points and 1 ace. Sage Luthold had 3 kills and a block, so nice night for Sage. Grace Klingshern had 7 kills. She also had 8 service points. And of those service points, 2 were aces. Tegan Fortkamp had 4 kills, 6 service points. And of those service points, there was 1 ace. And she also had 2 blocks. That's Tegan Fortkamp. Allison Follenkamp had 3 kills. She had 4 blocks and 1 service point. Paige Guggenbiller with 4 kills on the night and had 2 blocks. It was Faith Wendell. 10 service points tonight for Faith. She ended up with 4 service aces. Also had 1 kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp with 7 service points, including 1 ace. And those are your unofficial stats for Fort Recovery. For the Lady Blue Jays, a nice night for Layla Seitz. Definitely their player of the game. She had 11 kills in the contest this evening and ended up with 3 service points. Emma Will on the night had a total of 1 kill. She had 1 block. And then she ended up with 8 service points, including 3 aces for Emma Will. Abby Kerner had 5 kills. She also had a total of, looks like, 6 service points. Of those 6, 2 were aces. Grace Munter had 3 service points. Madeline Connolly with 3 kills and 1 service point. And Maya Connolly ended up with a total of 3 kills. She had 2 service aces and also had 1 block. Again, Fort Recovery wins 25-14, 25-16, 25-19. That wraps it up for us tonight at the, again, Fortside Fieldhouse. Our next volleyball match will be at Coldwater next Tuesday. Don't forget, there is no JV match. It's a varsity only, and we'll start at 5:30 next Tuesday. Then on Thursday, we'll be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse to take on the very tough Marion Local Flyers. Again, coming in to tonight, there were 4 undefeated teams in the conference on conference play. Coldwater, Marion Local, New Bremen, Parkway, all 2-0 on the year in the conference. St. John's, Versailles were both 1-1. And Fort Recovery, Minster, New Knoxville, and St. Henry were all 0-2 in the MAC conference coming in to tonight. Again, Fort Recovery improving to 1-2 in the conference, 4-6 overall. St. John's dropping to 1-2 in the conference and 6-5 overall. Have to see if Parkway continues their winning ways. They came into tonight with a 10-0 record, and New Bremen had a 9-0 record on the night as well. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station, Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com, and also Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Fort Recovery hosting Delphi St. John's in football. Free admission for all the Fort Recovery students tomorrow night. And you can hear that game at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Once again, we'll have our radio game tomorrow night, Jay County at Bluffton, at 105.3 on your FM dial. Blackford will be hosting Elwood at 100.9 tomorrow night. For our wonderful sponsors who make it possible for us to be here, including the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda, Calp Pharmacy, Wayne Oil, St. Henry Bank, Cooper Farms, and Hall Brothers, I'm Rob Weaver wishing you all a very pleasant good night. Again, Fort Recovery wins tonight, 3-0.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.